G'day to Mayor Matt Burnett.
Good morning, Hemo. Good morning, Central Queensland.
All right, let's get through it first. The budget last night, what's it mean for the region?
It's fantastic. It's a great budget. I know people are going to say, oh, yeah, you're the Labor candidate. You're going to say it's good. I'm the Mayor of Gladstone. I was looking for what projects were in there for Gladstone, but also keeping an eye on what was in there for our neighbours. And, you know, $15 million for our Aquatic Centre for Boyne-Tanham was in there, $15 million for our university, which is the Coastal Marine Ecosystem Research Centre, $10 million for our local basketball. That's just in Gladstone. There's $200 million for upgrades to the Bruce Highway between Gladstone and Rocky. We all know that's needed. That includes Gabriel Graysmere Road. What was there? There's $150,000 for our Impact Community Health Service in Agnes. And I know you're on FM down there in Agnes at the moment.
Yes.
And that's fantastic. That'll refurbish the facilities there and help attract more GPs into the local community. What else do we have? There's so much has been reconfirmed, but I was reading till 1 a.m. and I'm still reading. So
okay.
It's a really good budget. I was looking for all the local stuff. And there'll be other things in there that aren't necessarily individually identified that'll be incorporated in bigger buckets of funding, like Northern Australia, which is where our pool is, I believe.
Yeah. Mate, look, there's always upsides to a budget. There's always downsides to a budget. It's just which way you look at it. And it doesn't matter which side of politics that you go for. There's good and bad. There always is.
There is, but Conservatives I've been speaking to last night and this morning are all finding it very hard to bag this budget out because it really is delivering on commitments. Cheaper childcare, getting increasing the wages for our aged care sector and getting nurses back into nursing homes, reconstruction funding for health. It really is a really good budget. And if anyone wants to knock it, they clearly haven't read it properly.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, mate, Martin Hansen Awards. You went along to that.
Yeah, so that was on Saturday night, and great to see that our local artist, Jeffrey Head, won the main prize, the Rio Tinto and QAL Martin Hansen Art Award. And thank you to CCC, your sponsors of an award there as well. So well done to Jeff. It's great to see a local win. Obviously, we had 151 local entries this year, which is huge, over 260 entries in total. So majority were local, which is really good. But we encourage our neighbours right across CQ to get involved in this award too. It's probably the most prestigious art awards in CQ. And, you know, just you can go visit at the Art Gallery at any time now. All the artwork's up until, I think, January. So it's certainly up there for a fair bit of time. And you can vote in the People's Choice Award as well. So you can pick your favourite artwork as well, and there's another award up for that.
All right, mate. Seniors Month still, and you're going to a bit of a lunch today, is it? A lunch?
Yeah, at Raglan. So it's seniors lunch for Seniors Month. We had the Mayor's Seniors Morning Tea last week, which was at the Entertainment Convention Centre. Mm-hmm. And we've had activities right across the region, right across the month, for our local seniors to celebrate, you know, the Seniors Month, and to make sure that we have plenty of opportunities for them to get out and about and enjoy what's gone great in our local community.
Yeah, gladstone.qld.gov.au if you want to find out about more of the things that are happening for our seniors and a whole heap of other things. Red Shield Appeal, that's coming up with a Gladstone Christmas lunch, and that's at the Gladstone Entertainment and Convention Centre on the 10th of November. You'll be there, and I'm actually the MC for the event.
Yeah, I'll be going to that. So I haven't got all the details yet, but I know my team were talking to me about it yesterday, and I'm definitely going to that. And, I'm sure they're encouraging people to come along as many people as possible to help raise funds for the Salvation Army. Yeah. We all know the amazing work they do.
And that stays local too, that money that's raised.
Yeah. And Chris and Kay Ford are doing an amazing job with their team at our Phillip Street Communities Precinct. So any funds we can help raise for them, that certainly goes back into the local community. And, you know, that's... homelessness is a real issue, and obviously there's lots of funding again in the budget for the housing accord, but locally we've got to try and address that as best we can, and the Salvos are doing a great job of helping supporting those that are finding it hard to find a home at the moment.
Yep, tickets $50 per person, or if you get a table of 10, it's $450, and keynote speaker as well, Craig Hames, who's the CEO of Gladstone Ports. He'll be there as well.
Great bloke, and it's good for him to be out there speaking in the community here about, you know, what he's moved into our community. He's set his family up here. He's very comfortable. So it's good to have the new CEO really here permanently.
And we're
keen for the people to hear more about what he has to say about the future for the port.
Okay, finally, the CQ Beer and Cider Festival. That's a couple of days later on November 12th at the Marina Parklands. Now, mate, there's a dunk machine there, and I have to do it, and Gus has to do it. And are you going to do it? Are you going to jump in the dunk machine with us?
I'm not attending, and so they've already asked me.
You chicken.
I can't make it this year. So Darryl Branthwaite's doing that for us. He's a good sport.
I've
been in a dunk machine before, and I don't mind. Because if we can help raise funds and they can throw the ball at the target and put water on my head, I don't particularly mind. But
well, you don't have as far to fall as most of us.
I think it's just a bucket, and the bucket sits on your head. You'll still see. But no, Darryl's doing that. Sorry, mate.
Good.
You want the other side.
There's an ugly shirt competition. There's a footy throw, a keg throw. There's great music, and VIP tickets are available. Jump onto the CQ Beer and Cider Festival Facebook page. Tickets are available through Eventbrite. It's a shame you're going to miss it, Matty, next year.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Next year, definitely.
Okay, mate, thank you. Have a great week. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
No worries. Thank you, mate.
There's Mayor Matt Burnett on 4CC. Right across central Queensland. Morning, 26 past 7. Thanks, mate. Yeah, have a good day.